What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're going to Tanzania, where we find Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
It's going very well. You can tell us about your mission in Tanzania, and is this all about COVID?
Partly, yes, but we're mainly here for cancer, Pat, to be honest. We're helping a charity called Their Lives Matter. We're doing two gigs in the Metabolics, so we're very excited. Friday and Saturday night, we're raising money for the cancer charity. But yeah, I'm keeping an eye on COVID while I'm here, of course, you know, as well.
All right, and the question is it still raging in Tanzania?
It's similar. The numbers are similar. So, of course, Africa did very well, as you may know. We were really worried about Africa. There have been all kinds of problems here. But overall, the death rate was lower here, probably because of a younger population, because age, as you know, is a big factor. So luckily, Tanzania wasn't that badly affected by it, thankfully. But again, it's still here, though. It's sitting in the news like it is in Ireland, you know?
Yeah. So the pandemic is not really quite over yet, and we never know what lies around the corner.
It's not over, and let's make that important. I want to clarify something I said last week. You may remember we spoke about Eric Topol last week. He actually said it's in an endemic phase is beginning now, you see, and what that means is it's moving on. But it's still here, remember, it can still cause harm. So it's important to clarify that point and make it clear to people. This virus can still harm older people and vulnerable people. So the message remains, like, get your booster, you know. If you need to wear a mask, wear one in the right places, the usual things. It hasn't fully gone away yet, really, you know.
Now, you raised some money in the Doki Duck, a local pub, for the mission you're on right now, because this is all about helping children with cancer.
That's right, yeah. It's called Their Lives Matter, and Trish Scanlon, who I think you're going to talk to in a minute, she leads. This is Irish Stock, has done a fantastic job here. But we raised €1,700 last Friday. Big thanks to all the people. And that will treat three children, Pat, and potentially stop them dying. It's €500 per child here to treat them, you know. So a huge beneficial effect from that money in the Doki Duck. We've raised 17,000 in total, to be honest, from various sources that we brought with us to Tanzania. And that will really help this charity because they need money, like most charities. They need funding, really, you know.
All right, so you're going to enjoy yourself over this St. Patrick's weekend playing music, but it's in aid of a very, very good cause. And Trish is actually on the line. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. You've been in Tanzania for, what, almost 20 years?
Yeah, almost 17 years. We're getting near there.
Now, tell me what brought you there and what are the challenges you face?
Well, originally, it was part of a master's program, and I just Googled and found a connection with Tanzania. And then when I went, I was only there for 2 months, but I loved it. And I found, I did a needs assessment for the children's ward at the time, the children's cancer ward, and they had such huge needs, but they were so willing to learn and change and grow that it was kind of, you know, when you get to a place where you're like, oh, I actually have the skills they need, and they're, you know, willing to work with me. So I kind of came home, finished my training, and then came back and have never really left.
Yeah. Now, the numbers are quite remarkable because there was so little treatment available for children with childhood cancers, and effectively you have transformed that situation today.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and there's been a lot of people involved and a lot of Irish people involved as well. So basically, when I arrived first, I looked at the kids in 2005, and there were about 120 new cases. And there was one condition that had good care because the treatment was being provided by a charity. So they had about 70% survival, but everybody else's survival was less than 10%. And if you compare that to Crumlin, CHI at Crumlin, they would have between 85 and 90% overall survival for childhood cancer. So for the majority of children, they actually do extremely well. And flash forward almost 17 years now, instead of 120 kids a year, last year we had 950 children, and our survival is kind of pushing towards 60%. So really, we're not where we should be yet, but we're definitely on the right road.
Now, you run your operation really on a shoestring, and I saw a figure which is quite extraordinary. The cost of treating 738 children in 2021 would be the equivalent of treating only 4 children with leukemia in Europe. So you're really operating on very little funding and doing very well.
Yeah, we're very lucky because we partner with government and faith-based hospitals. And so that's the cost to TLM. We pay for the chemotherapy for every child in the country. We help with diagnostic services, so we make sure they get the right diagnosis. But like the admissions and some of the other costs are taken by the local hospitals. So really the cost is shared, and we try not to have the families having to pay any costs. But yeah, TLM provides all the chemo for every child in the country. We provide nutrition, we pay for a government health insurance card, we transport the children around the various different sites, and we work with 17 hospitals in the country, and we're hoping to get that to maybe 30, 35 hospitals in the next few years. That would mean that no child in this country, because it's a vast country, would be more than a 4-hour journey from a site that knows what to do. So we're on the way.
You're on the way. It's incredibly ambitious. Now, Their Lives Matter is the outfit that's doing all of this. And if people want to support, well, they go to weartlm.org. It's all one word, weartlm.org. And there they can find details of what you do and also ways in which people can help. What is interesting about what you've been doing, Trish, is that you go from a situation which, on the face of it, when you arrive first, is kind of almost hopeless. And you have, and your colleagues have transformed that into a situation that's far from hopeless.
Yeah, well, I would say rather than hopeless, it was entirely unacceptable, because we had all the answers. You know, I didn't make up any of these treatments. These are well known to work. So all we had to do was implement them. And I really firmly believe the children in Tanzania should have the exact same possibility of cure as children in Ireland or children in the States. So that's what we're aiming for. I won't be happy until every child in Tanzania has the same survival as every child in Ireland.
And that's
we're just being pulled over by the police here.
You mean it's an offence to talk to Ireland on a mobile phone while driving?
Well, in the passenger seat.
Well, if Luke is driving, he can exercise his legendary charm to get you out of trouble. So there, Luke, you'll be back with us next week?
We will, Pat. And just to give a big, huge thanks to Trish, she's done a fantastic job there, hasn't she? It's an incredible story. That's why we're so happy to take part, Pat, you know. And we're hoping to raise lots more money. And remember, that number amazes me. €500 can save a child's life. It's direct to the child, you know. So if people can give, we'd be very, very grateful.
All right. Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College Dublin, and Paediatric Oncologist Trish Scanlon. Thank you both for joining us from Tanzania.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.